The Detroit News has an interesting story about Michigan Mount Pleasant native Dan Pohl, who's returning to the Masters as a spectator for the first time since he last played his last Masters tournament in 1989.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And let me tell you, we're going to get to hear from him firsthand because next week, after he returns to the Masters, he's going to be on Focus.
Oh, wonderful. Oh.
Yeah, and also, he's on Rocket Grab Plus this week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Polecat. Right,
with Polecat.
Is. Yeah.
But, yeah, he's making a trip, it says here, with a childhood friend who attends the Masters every year. I guess his friend convinced him to go. He'll go as a spectator. In the story, it talks about Masters champions who can play every year, you know, if they win. And Gary Player playing until he was the age of 73. Yeah. That's where I got that.
Okay.
But this is the 40th anniversary, counting the year of 1982, when Dan Pohl lost in the playoff to Craig Stadler.
Whoa. Yep.
Coming within a stroke of being a Masters champion.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, he thinks about it every day. He says, I wouldn't be a golfer. I wouldn't be human if I didn't do that. He says he'll be looking forward to walking the course to see what it looks like. He hasn't been there since he said, for example, they tiger-proofed it. To our point, you know, we were talking about off-air about, yeah, that Bryson DeChambeau, the long drives will help, but the Masters is so much about finesse, too.
Yep.
And he talked about it, so many holes. Yeah, you could drive long, but still there are so many holes if you don't approach the hole well and putt well, you're not going to win.
Yep. That's a finesse course. There's no doubt about it.
And he's also, I didn't know this. It says here that Dan Pohl, he's the only man to ever go six under par through a four-hole stretch. It was that 1982 Masters, holes 13, 14, 15, 16, when he went eagle, eagle, birdie, birdie.
Wow.
Wow.
He's only in a four-hole stretch ever to go six under in a four-hole stretch.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and at the time, amazing. He was the first one to ever be the only person to go back-to-back eagles. Wow. Since then, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, and Webb Simpson have done it, but he was the first to do it back in 1982.
Wow. So he comes in second in the tournament because of the playoff. The winner gets the green jacket. Does he at least get a sweater vest or something?
No, but funny you mention that because he's apparently talked about doing a runner-up dinner. You know how the champions get to choose the dinner? He says he occasionally thinks, again, this is the Detroit News article, he occasionally thinks about what he would have served if he was the Masters champion. He says his menu would have included prime rib with twice-baked potato, fresh green beans, salad, shrimp cocktail, and German chocolate cake.
All right. Sign me up.
Good taste.
There's a bunch of golfers wishing he would have been champion.
Right. Right.
Hey, if nothing else, do it at the Polecat. We'll be there.
But over the years, he's pondered if he could organize an annual Masters runner-up dinner, which could include people like a Tom Weisskopf, a Tom Kite, and Ernie Els, a Davis of the Third,
well, Greg
Norman,
a lot of
Johnny
up.
Miller. Yeah, those runners-up who never won a Masters. But
there's usually one every year.
Yeah. Well, some of the famous ones who never did win that they got close, and all they are ever known as runners-up.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
He ought to invite all of them over to the Polecat.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, a bunch of runners-up and just have some fun.
Put up a big tent, cater a big dinner.
Yeah, they've got a tent that they did last year over there. Yep. They had a tent that was used for catering, although it wasn't used a lot right then because of COVID, but I think they probably still have that facility.
Now, what fond memories. Again, you said, so next week he's going to be on Focus.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not sure which day, it's either 11th or 13th. Maybe the 13th.
And as Art said, the current Rock and Grab Plus is to have a golf for two with a cart. For just $78, a $156 value, but only $78, you can golf at the Polecat, where a lot of times you can see Dan, you just won't see him this week.
By the way, it is the 13th, Tuesday the 13th.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to more of that, and it'll be fun to hear his perspectives there after he gets back from the Masters.